In today's talk, we're going to have a look at what Padre Pio considered one of the worst injuries people can do to God, what it is. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse at the supernatural life of Padre Pio. He's our great saint. He's a Capuchin monk, a mystic, and a miracle worker. And we offer to you a series of short talks. So do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And if you're new to our channel and you haven't subscribed yet, then do subscribe to our channel. And if you want to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate, the best way is going to be to like our videos, share the video with your friends and colleagues. This story takes place in 1916. On the 21st of March, Padre Pio wrote the following words to a Padre Paulino de Casa Calenda, his colleague. And he said, these are Padre Pio's words, "I know well that you suffer from the works of Satan and that he beats you. And when this happens, do not think that the Lord has withdrawn from you. Never. That would be the greatest insult that can be done to this gentle bridegroom. He is with you. He struggles with you and for you. And with so strong a warrior on our side, one does not have the right even to doubt the complete triumph over the apostate and the unclean." And that ends Padre Pio's statement. And now from that website, we also take this following commentary. So according to Padre Pio, the greatest offense that one can do to God is to think that he has withdrawn from us in the hour of our need, of our trial. In truth, God never distances himself from us. He never abandons us. And apparently that applies also and especially to the metaphysical level. So the metaphysical level, of course, is the spiritual level, the religious level. It applies even more so. On this metaphysical level, we should not forget that God is unimaginably huge. In fact, he is everywhere. They have a word for that called omnipresent. There is no place that we can, in fact, escape from God's gaze. Because, as Scripture tells us, in him we live and move and we have our being. It's from the book of Acts. So on this metaphysical plane, the spiritual and the religious dimension, things are no different. Here let us remember two important truths. They're quite compelling. They compel God, in a sense. And they're also very comforting to us. And the first thing to remember is divine providence, God's providence. And the second thing is God's will of our salvation. Now, providence speaks of God's provision. Of course, when one thinks about that, one thinks of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. "Do you see the lilies of the field? And we are worth much more than two sparrows. And in fact, even the hairs on our head are counted." So Jesus, describing God's providence for us, he uses those analogies. But at the same time, we have to point out that Padre Pio was not naive. So where he saw a need, he did what he could. He built the hospital, for instance. Isn't that very touching? The way that Jesus describes how God is. It's almost he has a tender care for us. And that is on the natural level. And then when we consider the metaphysical, the supernatural level, God's desire for us on the supernatural level is for all of our salvation. That's what he desires. And if we ask the basis of what is compelling God to do this, then the only answer we can come to, of course, is God's love. And there's an analogy made somewhere of the Sacred Heart, that it is like a furnace of love. And I think those are the words that Padre Pio himself used to describe God's love for us, God's love for him. Because of love, in fact, God created us. And love drives him to keep us alive, to take care of us. And even more than that, love makes him desire our salvation. So even in the worst and the most grim situations, war or whatever, God still desires these things. And then the question is, so how can God withdraw from us? How can he abandon us? To think of God abandoning us is, in fact, it's kind of an insult to his love. Therefore, the conclusion is, the worst, the greatest evil one can inflict on him is to insult his very essence, is to insult his love for us. And so we do need to be cautious about thinking that God may abandon us. Even in the worst times, even in the most trying times, we have to resist this temptation. At Following Padre Pio, we do have masses celebrated every Friday for your intentions and also for Padre Pio's intentions. So please just enroll your intentions for this mass if you haven't already. And we encourage you to continue watching our other videos. We have some of the most popular videos and other videos selected especially for you.